across this idea today. So this is a way to tell how big our sense world are. So if we try to think each of our senses as a world, just for it, that means we have four different worlds: the world with eyes, ears, touch and smell. Now think about this for a moment. So let's say we live in a world of ears. That means only sound exists and nothing of my senses. Let's see how big this world is, in the sense that there are, let's say, 50 different sounds, let's say A, B, C, D, the 26 in English, but if you see other complicated language, there are probably like 59 or 60, whatever it is, the, let's say, specific finite number of words and sounds. With that, we created poetries, we created religious scripts, we created symphonies, we created music, we created singing. Moreover, we understand each other, you know, we see, we listen to stuff, and then we can even experience the threat using our ears. We can see if a lion is roaring. That's still a sound, by the way. And all of this, so big the world is, all you can imagine about sound is here. It may be a white noise. And then if you think about the eyes, world of eyes, oh my god, this is another level of things. Now thinking from being seeing an atom to thinking of being seeing big stars and that galaxies and nebula, then the things we see around, the people, the beautiful stuff, flowers and buildings and whatnot, animals, the patterns in them, the recognition that we do with our eyes is a pattern recognition. And then, oh my god, like there is a lot of big world which is built around just by visualization. And about the touch, you know, we can feel stuff. You know, if you touch a wood, you can feel how the texture is and how the shape is. And then you see a person, you touch a person, you can feel the temperature of that person, you can feel the sensation of being touched. And if you feel a flower, you don't really touch it, you feel it. You know, the touch is not just a touch, it's a feeling you associate with the touch. And then it's not only that, and then if you also see the smell, it's very similar. That means if you smell some nice flower, you would feel entranced. And then if you smell, let's say, a bad smell, you will feel disgusted. And not only one smell, the human nose can differentiate thousands and maybe millions, I don't know, but can differentiate, my point is this, it can differentiate a huge world varieties of smell. Now you can also do this, like combine two smells together, like two different smells, like a smell of a flower and smell of let's say food. And you know, as soon as I say food, by the smell we can even say which of these I can take into my body and so that it becomes my body. And then with the hearing sound, with the look, we can even differentiate whether I can eat this or not. Like, there is so much big world these are. And where are all these are happening? In our minds, right? Like, oh my god, like all these senses, if you see them separately, they're a big world in itself. And then when you combine everything together, that gives us perception, that gives us a sense of reality, the sense of world. And all of them lies in my brain and in my minds, I would say, not the brain itself, in the minds. Different kinds of consciousness, or whatever it is, like a lot of things to discuss, a lot of things. But then, if you see in a global perspective, none of these worlds are as big as I was saying. They are actually a very, 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 very tiny things of what we see. That means if you see the world of eyes, you can see a lot of stuff, but all you can see is just a tiny band of wavelength called visible length, and that's all I can see, and rest everything is left out. So if you want me to make you imagine how small that world is, so if you take a distance between sun and the earth, and then that the visible band is just as thin as a paper, that's how small this world is, which is really, really, really big for us. Now, the same thing is true for ears, you know. The sound what we can hear ranges from micro decibel till giga, whatever the big number you can imagine. But what we can hear is limited to, let's say, 20 to 150 decibels. Above it, my eardrum breaks, and below which I cannot just hear. And that's how small the world is. Like, you know, out of infinite number, we can pursue 100 of them. That's how small it is. And then the touch is same as well, you know. You can touch sun and feel it, right? But you don't, because the sensory capacities you have is limited within the temperature, within the shape which you can touch, which you can feel. Basically, it's the magnitude of things you personally can feel and touch, and that's all we can do. The smell world is also same. That means they emit in a certain wavelength and frequencies, which only our and with the particularity of the air as well, only small amount of stuff is visible to us. So how complex this universe actually is nice to understand. It sometimes it just blows my mind. Now, you know, the reason why I'm breaking every time is because my mind is in a state of awe, you know. I cannot just put everything into words, because my mind is thinking faster than what I can say, you know. It's just beautiful. It's just wonderful, you know. I am kind of in trance, I would say. There's a lot of things in this world. All the languages we created, the musics, the speeches, everything is a small part of the whole world, and each of them is just as big as a world in itself. And then all these worlds come together in a perfectly nicer sense that became our minds, what we humans as humans can perceive. If you change a small bit how it would look like, I'm really, really looking forward to it. That's why we invented a lot of stuff like microscope, like and x-ray machines and whatnot. Like, oh my god, this is gonna be a day, whole day of excitement, I would say. That's it for now. So yeah, we'll do it more often.